there was a time when I had certain problems and personal problems, and it was a great relief to be able to escape from the conventional world and take my place in the world of the users of the night bus services, because a lot of people who were homeless used the night buses. And Norman was somebody whose appearance would belie his homelessness, and I must emphasize this. You wouldn't realize that he was a homeless person. So Norman would plan his nights, and so, for example, when I joined him, we might leave the Victory Services Club round about midnight. We would saunter out into the street, and we would get a night bus which would take us to Trafalgar Square. And we would get another night bus which would take us, let us say, to Uxbridge. It'd be about 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. And we would then go for a walk. We would walk for half an hour in one direction. We would come back half an hour in the other direction. We would get another night bus from Uxbridge bus station, which would return us to Trafalgar Square. And we then might either walk or take another night bus to Smithfield Meat Market. Now, this again was at a time when Smithfield Meat Market was much, much busier and active than it is today. And there we would regale ourselves, not in one of the smart pubs or bars which exists today for the office workers, but in a much more down-to-earth, greasy spoon type establishment, probably run by a couple of Italian brothers, let us say, or family, where you would have a wad, a slice of bread, and a mug of tea.